Sean Carolyn, our sports digital media guru for SportsGeekHQ.com.
What about that? Oh. A little bit of Fletch action.
Got to be happy having a Fletch theme.
You've made it.
Oh, I have.
You've made it when you've got an intro on halftime.
Oh, terrific stuff.
Welcome, Sean. Great to see you, mate.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much.
Excellent to have you. And you sent me an email this morning as to what we'd be discussing today. And you mentioned the two words that annoy me the most in social media at the moment. Harlem Shake.
Yes, it's the latest internet meme that has hit YouTube and has absolutely pummeled it for the last month. It's only a month old.
What is it?
There's not much to get. So the main thing is there's a song by Bauer that plays along in the background, and there'll be one person just having a little bit of a head bobble, and everybody else will just be sitting there minding their own business, and they'll be like, "What's that guy dancing for?"
Yeah.
And then when the beat drops, the whole video goes bananas. So it was first uploaded on February 2.
So right about now.
Right about now, that's when everyone starts dancing and put on costumes, and it gets crazier and crazier in each different riff. So done by a couple of teenagers in Queensland, of all places.
Is that right?
Uploaded it and just in their room, and then they were going off. And since then, there's been viral rip-offs of it. So everyone keeps doing their own version.
Yeah.
And so it's gone into the world of sport. And it pretty much reached its zenith last week when the Miami Heat did the Harlem Shake. So they did it in their locker room. It's all kitted out. It's got the championship there. And you see Chris Anderson, the Birdman, do a little bit of a dance. And all the players are just sitting there in the locker room doing their shoes up, those kind of things, not paying attention.
Mm-hmm.
And then the beat drops. And you've got LeBron James, Cape, King, a full crown.
Big crown. Big
bit
big
of crunking action.
Regal robe.
And all the different players all dancing along. And it went absolutely bananas.
32 million views.
32 million views in a week.
I don't get it, though.
It's just having a bit of fun. And the thing is, like, there have been a whole bunch of teams. You know, the Mavericks have done it. The University of Georgia's men's and swim team did it underwater. They did an underwater version. Man City have done one. You would have seen the Hawthorn did one last night.
I saw the Hawthorn one.
AFL 360.
Yeah,
but it's almost, I think it's done. And I think we can call it done thanks to the Minnesota Timberwolves. They did a version today.
Yes.
And if you haven't seen it, go to the halftime Facebook site, facebook.com/halftime, and you'll see the Miami one, and you'll see LeBron James dancing.
Have we done
that? You will. That's how it's switched.
Very good.
They're very switched on at the back. And if you go to Sports Geek page, you'll see the Minnesota's reply. So if you go to facebook.com/sportsgeek, you will actually see the Minnesota Timberwolves pretty much put a full stop on the Harlem Shake, because enough is enough. But it sort of just shows how quickly these memes are now going. Like last year we had Call Me Maybe and everyone did a version of that on YouTube. And then we had Psy with the Gangnam Style.
Yeah.
So everyone did a version of that. And you get a bit tired, you know. Used to be 3 or 4 months or, you know, 6 weeks. This one's lasted 4 weeks. So if you see something like this and it's going up, you've got to be in first and get it done. Otherwise, it's a bit old and it's a bit over. So, you know, all about having a bit. There's nothing to get. That's the thing. There's nothing to get.
I'm reading too much into it.
You are reading far too much into it. But it's just, you know, the amount of love that LeBron James got again for doing it and showing his personality. And the thing is, it didn't come from the Miami Heat digital department.
It came from some dude in Queensland.
No, the Miami Heat version, the Miami Heat players went to the digital guys and said, "We want to do a Harlem Shake version."
See?
They brought their own costumes.
Of course they did.
So LeBron's gone out and got a king costume, or he just has one in the
wardrobe.
He's got
a couple in the wardrobe.
Did you pick some of the players? Obviously Chris Bosh, there's been a whole lot of internet backlash that he really should have been dressed as a dinosaur because Chris Bosh looks like a dinosaur.
Yeah,
there's a whole meme.
Yeah, he does.
But he didn't. He looked like a pimped up gangster. Ray Allen was the Phantom of the Opera with the Phantom mask. Did you know who the guy with the big furry head was dancing in the background?
No.
Looked like a teddy bear.
Who was that?
Dwayne Wade.
Was that Dwayne?
Dwayne Wade. Yes.
Yeah. D-Wade.
So protected his anonymity. I can never get that right.
Anonymity. Yep.
Everyone eventually found out that it was him dancing with the big bear head on his noggin.
You're like Mel Walden with Phenomenon.
Yeah, don't even get me started on Phenomenon. So it's just, again, fun for the fans. All the fans loved it.
Yeah, you know, there well, 32 million people can't be wrong.
Exactly. I mean, there were still a few fans going, oh, I wish my team would just concentrate on playing footy or concentrate on the game and not worry about it. But when you're the Miami Heat and you've won 13 straight and you're looking like getting back-to-back, it's all having fun.
But I'm all for people having fun in professional sport. I think it's good. I think that part of it's good. And you did show me Miami's one today when you came in, and LeBron is very funny.
Yeah.
I did get a giggle out of that.
Do quote Molly, do yourself a favour and check out the Minnesota Timberwolves one, because they've got a bit of a twist in it and done a really good job on it. But so many, we've done a count. I think we're up to about 50 or 60 sports teams. We're going to put a big post together so you can waste a good couple of hours just watching them all. But I think we'll stick a fork in them. They're done. There'll be another one next week.
Have something new.
Yeah, there'll be another meme that'll come along.
What's a meme, just quickly?
So a meme is when someone does something and then they rip it off and do their own spin. So that's pretty much it. And so that's what we'll see. We'll see another meme come along. There'll be another Gangnam Style. There'll be another Harlem Shake.
Jeez, I hope not. Thank you for coming in and explaining it all to us, though, mate. We'll check it all out at sportsgeekhq.com.
No worries, mate.